Hello, everybody, and welcome to the weekly Kaiju Havoc. I am your host, Cal the Kaiju Guy. And on today's episode, I have no updates, no news, no announcements, no anything like that, because today's episode is guest starring my lovely lady, my bride-to-be, Emily. And I told you guys that we were going to do a little segment called What It's Like Living with a Kaiju Fan, because she's never had anything to do with Kaiju prior to getting together with me. So, here she is. Say hi or something.
Hey, everybody. Good to be back.
Yeah. Good to be back, even though you didn't want to do it last week. So, but here we are.
But, I gotta mentally prep myself.
Yeah, I pestered her enough into it to be able to do it. So, all right, let's jump right into it. So, yeah, last episode we pretty much just covered all the different movies that you watched and what your opinion was on them and all of that kind of stuff. So, now that all of that is out of the way, how is your life now that, you know what kaiju is and all that?
It's good. I thought that, I would maybe end up with someone who was like a little bit nerdy. I thought, oh, maybe they'll be really into Harry Potter, or even if they're really into video gaming, that's a common thing that a lot of guys are into. Or maybe they're not going to be nerdy. Maybe they'll watch sports all the time. And, I think I just kind of ended up getting the best of all those worlds, because you do all of those things, I guess, except for the Harry Potter. But
No Harry Potter.
But then, just to be the little cherry on top, you have this real unique set of likes, and it has to do with, giant city-devouring monsters and destroyers. So I think I was able to find a whole new level of dork, as I would say.
Well, I remember whenever I found out that you had never even heard of kaiju, didn't know anything about it or anything, whenever I was living in Lafayette and I came up here for a weekend or something, because I was off work. And I mentioned something about, I think it was Godzilla versus Kong, that I was excited for it or whatever, and just the look that you gave me, you were just kind of like, okay. And I'm like, not the least bit excited, and you were just like, oh, I don't know what either of those things are.
Well, I think I knew of Kong, but I guess heard the term Godzilla, but I just didn't see it as like this big blockbuster, like waiting years for a rematch kind of movie. I was very much just like, that doesn't really seem like something that I'm interested in going to see.
You thought it was something that a lot of people weren't interested in seeing, because I also distinctly remember whenever I would be talking about Godzilla and all that, you looking at me one day and you're like, Godzilla's not even that popular. And I about fell on the floor.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of people that are constantly ranting or raving about Godzilla. I mean, not that they haven't seen the most modern of the movies and stuff, but I don't know. Nobody quite has the collection or the constant desire to, delve into the genre the way you do. They just watch the movie and then move on.
Yeah, no, not me. I'm committed 100%. So I guess one thing I'm going to ask you is collectibles. They're the bane of your existence now, and you mentioned earlier that you thought that you would end up with somebody that was maybe a little nerdy and read some comics or played some games or something like that. Did you ever expect to get with a grown man that still very actively collects toys?
I didn't. And what's funny is, you're such a multi-level person when it comes to all the different genres that you're into. So what's funny is, like I said, it's not just that you, like, play video games or just that you're, like, a movie fanatic and, like, learning about the way movies are made, but it's, you know, the collectibles, the posters, you know, the detailed books, graphic novels, comics, and then even like the models and the building kits and all of that. So it's really, you know, into all aspects of the different types of pieces. Anything you can interact, get your hands on that has to do with the genre that you like.
Well, you know, you're partially responsible for reigniting one of my passions, one of my collectibles that I've kind of toned down on again, but it's still very much there, and that's model kits.
Yeah, yeah, that was a, that was an accident. I got you a model kit from Hobby Lobby. I went on one of my Hobby Lobby or my Michaels or Hobby Lobby sprees, and
you got it at Michaels.
Michaels, and got a kit because I thought it would interest him, and oh man, it opened a whole can of worms.
Well, she got it for me because it was a model of, it was just a military Jeep, and it comes in with like a little Godzilla cutout to get like put in the background and all that kind of stuff. So it's like it's a Godzilla military Jeep, but it's just, it was a pretty standard military Jeep that had been sold no telling how many times, like with like World War II kits and all that kind of stuff. It was just one of the more popular Jeeps that there was. And whenever she brought it, no, we were in Walmart, and I saw their little model kit display. And I started telling you, like, oh, I used to be into models, like, I really liked cars and all this kind of stuff. And I told you about some of the vehicles that I had, and she took it to heart. Saw the little model of the Jeep and all that and got it for me. And I don't know, it just, it ignited something that hadn't been in me in probably a good 15 years or something like that. And so then I went out and just kind of went crazy on Mobile Suit Gundam kits and all that. And I've only put together two of them because my brother also likes doing kits, but we like putting them together while we're together, so I don't work on them while he's not around, and likewise, he doesn't work on them either. But whenever we get together, it'll be like, okay, let's put together a Gundam or something. So yeah, I don't want to hear it. You're partially responsible for every model that comes into this house. You own that. You sit there and be like that. You were responsible for that one.
Well, see, that's the thing. I can't get you into anything new because the collector in you is just like, now it's my love and joy. I have to have 100 of them.
I mean, Emily, I hate to break it to you, but there's still some things I'm into that you don't know anything about.
Oh. That
I'm very much trying to control myself a lot of times. For example, this technically falls into the kaiju category because kaiju means strange beast. I'm a big Universal Monsters fan. Grew up watching the old Universal Monsters like Dracula, Frankenstein, and all that stuff. You know, like the original ones that are black and white that were made in like the 30s and the 40s and all that. The Wolfman, played by Lon Chaney Jr., is my favorite Universal monster. Lon Chaney Jr. is one of my all-time favorite actors, even though it is well documented that he was not the best person to be around whenever he was drinking. But anywho, so I go to Target the other day, and I see an Ultimate Wolfman figure, and I get it. And it's in color, you know, like he's wearing the green shirt, and he's got like the reddish brown fur and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is great. You know, because I love the Wolfman. I'm all about it. Just like 2 days ago, I was in Target and I saw one. And it said the Ultimate Wolfman. And I was like, that doesn't look like the same one I've got. And so I opened up the flap and it's a black and white version. And so immediately I was like, ugh. Because I want it and I want to bring it into this household. But, like I said, collectibles are kind of the bane of Emily's existence because, in her words, it seems like every other day she comes home, there's a package waiting for me in front of the door, be it a figure or a statue or a comic book or a nonfiction book or a video game or something. There's always something waiting at the door.
Oh, yeah. You give all those memes about wives and their Amazon hauls to shame with how much comes to our house.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I love Amazon. You know I love Amazon. I am a stereotypical white girl whenever it comes to Amazon.
A little shameless plug for you there.
Yes, I will. I'll order anything. Like, if I see something that I like, see if Amazon's got that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's always something. And if I ever need a box for any project, I'm in luck because I just go into our little extra room and every size you could ever imagine, he's gotten something delivered in one of them. So at least we have that perk.
But, you know, I'm kind of, like, you know, you partake in things with my collectibles that you never thought that you would, such as the game Hide the Gundam.
Yeah, I was actually going to talk about that. So it is really fun to find little ways that we can bond over our likes and dislikes. I think so much of the time, you know, couples, you know, they get together and then they start to realize that they like different things. And, you know, I really try to show interest. Obviously, like, never gonna be to the level that you are, but I do like finding little ways to incorporate, you know, things that you enjoy. And so we have this little tiny model, and it is like,
it's about 2 inches tall.
Yeah, it's smaller than my hand, and super intricate, super hard to put together, you know, all these little pieces. Of course I would never have been able to get it together, but we have this little game we call Hide the Gundam, and we take turns going back and forth, and one of us will take this little minifigure and put it somewhere in the house, and the other one just goes about their day until they find it, and then we say, I found the Gundam, you know, and of course then it switches back. But just, you know, little things like that. Or, you know, I do think that, you know, if we were participating together on a model, I could probably stomach it. Like, we have a Titanic one that I think that we want to kind of try together at some point. And, you know, I like making comments on the figures. And
speaking of the Titanic one, and this is the first time you're hearing about this, we're probably going to sell that particular little model because I have found some others that or a tad bit more detailed that I think I would rather have instead. So,
101 of living with a figure collector and a kaiju enthusiast and all of the nerd. Since getting the first one, we've already found one that we want to level up to. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
it. It's a little bit bigger. It's prettier. Got more details. Like, that's the one I want to put together.
All right.
Simple as that. Awesome. Back to the Gundam. For those of you that don't know, it is an RX-93 new Gundam from the animated motion picture Char's Counterattack. It is my personal favorite mobile suit, probably my favorite big mech of all time, and that includes going up against like Pacific Rim Jaegers and all of that. And yeah, I've got quite a few different new Gundam collectibles and all of that. Like, I've got one that I've had since I was pretty young, like whenever Char's Counterattack made its premiere over here in the States, and we found one in Walmart and I got it. They've recently come out with a new line called Gundam Universe, where they come out with different Gundams and all of that, and I got that. I got the little one that we hide. I've got two or three other ones. I mean, like, you know, like, he's my favorite suit, and I like him, and, you know, I put this one together, and I don't know what hit me. I was just like, oh, I'll hide him. And I'm like, I'm gonna see how long it takes Emily to notice that he's in here, because I don't really put any of my collection like my nerdy stuff here in the living room. It's pretty well contained to my little studio room. And so I put him out here on one of the shelves and basically like, let's see how long it takes her to notice it. And about a week and a half went by or something like that. And one day we're laying on the couch and she just kind of looks over in a general direction and goes, why is there a robot on my shelf? And I just look at her. I was like, congratulations, you found the Gundam. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah. And she didn't seem too thrilled. Like, she was just kind of like, oh, that's just silly. So then I was like, okay, well, now you got to find him again. So I moved him and put him someplace else. And, you know, she would be like, I found Gundam. And I'd say, okay. So I'd move him and put him someplace else. About a few more days go by, I found Gundam. And then I was getting close to like being like, oh, well, you know, okay. She's already found it 3 times. This game's pretty much over with and all that. And then I just left him there. And one day she just comes up to me and she's like, why haven't you hid Gundam yet? And I was like, I didn't know you wanted to keep playing. And she's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay. So yeah, now Hide the Gundam has become a part of our daily lives now.
Yep. I've learned about all sorts of things that I never thought I'd be asking. When something comes in, I'm wanting to know how many points of
articulation
that it has and what its specs are and who the artist was, who the person, the company that produced it, how many line toys are in its figure. And trust me, I will learn all those things even if I didn't ask.
Yeah. Like, especially,
but these are all important details,
especially whenever the Godzilla vs. Kong toy line by Playmates came out and I pretty much scooped them all up. And then Playmates started issuing out more figures, and you come home one day and I had the Kong from Skull Island and the Godzilla from the 2014 Godzilla, and you were like, what is this? And I was like, that's new figures. And you were like, okay, so this means you have them all now, right, of that line? I was like, oh, you poor thing. I was like, this is the beginning of a whole new line, you know? And you're just like, no.
Yeah, they will never fail to be coming out with new stuff. But it is really cool because, you know, some of the figures I get in, you know, they're unique or whatever, or you just kind of get them to complete the line. But there has been some really cool crossover looking stuff that I think that's what I really enjoy, is seeing the way that, like, the different toy lines or the different you know, personalities of these different shows or characters have come together. So I really liked getting you the one that was He-Man crossed with the WWE.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Right, because, like, to me that was such a cool marriage of, like, you loving He-Man, but then you also being kind of into wrestling, and Ultimate Warrior actually being your favorite wrestler.
Classic wrestler. And I'm a little bit more than kind of into wrestling. I think that's safe to say.
Well,
Emily.
my heart. So yes, just seeing
that's
those.
That's another thing she's into. She watched Hell in a Cell with me this Sunday, so don't let her act like she's bad-mouthing it. And she watched both nights of WrestleMania with me as well, so there's that.
Yes. You know, you have to get into the things or you never have anything in common. But I have grown to love some of your likes, most of your likes.
I'm just glad that you accept wrestling now, because you would always sit there and say, like, oh, it's too silly, it's too fake. Like, I'm not, like, it's all scripted, it's all fake. I don't understand why people are into it. And then I was watching TNA one night, and you came and sat down and you were, like, you seemed like you were kind of aggravated, and I was like, what's your problem? And you're like, I hate that I'm enjoying this. I just died laughing.
It is. I like the personalities of the characters and the way that they, you know, like, really get into it. And, you know, the way you described it to me, I think, makes it hit home a little bit more, you know, about how they even if some of the tricks are fake, like the physical ability to be able to hang in and complete some of the tricks and to have the physical ability to even get themselves to look like they're doing something like that is impressive in and of itself.
Well, you know, Sylvester Stallone said it best way back in the day whenever he actually was in the ring as a guest appearance on Monday Night Raw, I believe, and he was promoting his new Rambo movie. And, you know, because him and Hulk Hogan shared a ring together in Rocky III and all of that. So he's had, you know, dabbles here and there with wrestling. And he said it best whenever he had the mic and he was just talking. He's like, you know, people talk about how wrestling's fake and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Like, don't pay no mind to it. It's fake. It's childish and all that. He said, you can call it fake all you want to. You can't fake gravity. Mm-hmm. Like, and they, you know, they do. Well, I mean, you've seen, like, I think the very first thing, I didn't mean to turn this into a wrestling conversation, by the way, people. But one of the, like, the first clip of anything I ever showed you of wrestling was whenever Undertaker threw Mankind off of the top of the cell.
Right.
And told you, you know, like, all about the Monday Night War and how me, my brother, and my cousins were real deep into it. I was team WWF and all that stuff. And, like, the four of us were watching that match as it was airing live. And, like, we were concerned about Mick whenever he first got thrown off. But whenever they went back up to the top and Taker chokeslammed him through the top, that's whenever we thought he was dead. And we were just kind of speechless. And I'm not saying that in a, like, oh, everyone says that kind of thing. Like, no, the four of us, little kids, thought we had just watched somebody die.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Like, it's pretty rough. And, yeah, you know, people badmouth wrestling a whole lot. But, you know, it'd be something just to get in the ring and just get tossed around by one of those guys. It wouldn't feel very fake.
Well, and that's kind of like, to come full circle, I think what's really awesome about you is I've said from the very beginning that you hold this, like, imagination still that, like, you know, a lot of people have when they're kids, and even more than I think I've ever had, you know. And I just think that that's where our personalities are able to jive, is like my creative side and your imaginative side and your sense of, you know, wonder and like awe with like kaiju and the kaiju story and ability and even wrestling, you know, and like what they're able to accomplish in creating their character and, you know, like uniting these groups of people behind them. And it is. It's kind of almost like a childlike phenomena or like ability to kind of see that and be in all of that. So I've enjoyed learning about the different little niches, you know.
Yeah. Before we move on, the last little tidbit that I'm going to say about wrestling is Cody Rhodes is my boy, and I don't care what all you haters got to say. Now, back to kaiju. So,
Pectoral gate.
Yeah, that was that match was something. But no, seriously, enough about wrestling. Like, so yeah, collectibles, they show up all the time.
They do,
and it's things that you would sit there and be like, okay, just whenever you think you get used to certain stuff, you know, like you're like, okay. You've seen a good deal of kaiju stuff come into this house. You've seen a good deal of Thor and Superman here and there and all of that. And you would be like, okay, he's just, you know, he's dealing with just those things and all of that. And then all of a sudden Power Rangers starts getting thrown into the mix. And you're like, okay. So now he's on to buying Power Rangers stuff. And then Masters of the Universe stuff starts showing up, you know, because I bought a Scareglow the other day, even though you called him Skeletor. I'm not going to hold it against you. But, Yeah. And so.
Or like yesterday I came home and there was Jurassic World dinosaurs.
Well, I mean, I was about to bring that up because, you know, I guess I'll go on ahead and make this announcement, even though I said there's no announcements or anything. I'm officially dabbling in stop motion, people. So I wanted to get something. Like, I've got my NECA Kongs that are pretty well detailed. They got lots of articulation and lots of different points of joints that can move and all of that. But I was just like, I mean, I didn't really just want to have Kong, like, you know, fighting a Kong or something like that. So I went out and I bought a Indoraptor, which is from Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which I have yet to see, but I own, because this weekend is whenever Dominion releases, and I'm going to try and go to theaters to see that, because I have not seen a Jurassic film in theaters since the original Jurassic Park. Like, I remember when Jurassic Park was coming out, and that movie was a big deal to me. It's one of those things to where, like, my dad, you know, he did a jump scare on me during a scene. You haven't seen Jurassic Park, have you?
Not the original, no.
Okay, then. But, okay, so there's a, you know, spoiler alert. Whenever the T-Rex gets loose, and it does all the damage that it does, and it gives, like, that one final roar before it jumps off to another scene, I remember watching that for the first time because my dad reached over and, like, pinched my side, and he yelled, like, just to give me a jump scare or something, and I about jumped out of my skin whenever he did that. And so there's not a lot about the original Jurassic Park that I remember, like, the original feeling, seeing it for the first time and all of that, but I remember that moment, seeing the T-Rex get loose from the cage, come out, very first time seeing a legit CGI monster in a movie, like, in history. Like, and for it to look as real as it did, because they almost went with stop motion for the original Jurassic Park, because they thought CGI was impossible. They didn't think that it could be done. And they found out a way to do it. And it's amazing that if you watch the original Jurassic Park that came out in the early 90s, it put some special effects that's put out today to shame. But yeah, so Dominion is coming out this weekend. And I'm planning on going seeing it, seeing the whole gang get back together. You know, Dr. Grant and Malcolm and all those guys. And she has no idea what I'm talking about, but yeah, so I'll watch Fallen Kingdom in anticipation to that, even though I've heard nothing but negative things about Fallen Kingdom. But anywho, back to the subject at hand. Yes, I went and bought an Indoraptor. And so I got the Indoraptor, and then whenever I was walking away, I see a little Therizinosaurus just kind of sitting there all by his lonesome, and wow, he's got some pretty good articulation too, like in the arms and the elbows and the claws and the knees and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, Indoraptor needs a friend, you know, so I bought the Therizinosaurus. And so, yeah, so now I've got two, I say two, you know, I told Emily a while back, I was like, I'm not into collecting dinosaurs, but I own a T-Rex from Jurassic Park to have posed on my shelf with one of my King Kong figures. I then bought, I can't remember the name of it. It was some dinosaur I'd never heard of before, but I believe it's for the CGI show Camp Cretaceous, I think is what it's called. Like, it's from there, and I thought it looked pretty cool, so I got it. Also, it was on clearance at Walmart for like $4. But, so then I got a Stegosaurus, because Stegosaurus is one of my all-time favorite dinosaurs. And, you know, because there's a Stegosaurus in the original King Kong, so I'm like, okay, that's my excuse. It works. And now I've got Indoraptor and Therizinosaurus, and I have noticed the Triceratops that is at Walmart. That, you know, there's Triceratops in the original King Kong as well, three of them. So be on the lookout for that. And,
as we see, we'll probably have a whole dinosaur collection.
No, I'm almost to the end of the dinosaur collections. Okay, I am, for real. Like, I'm just about, you know, all I need left is, like, a Spinosaurus, because that's my favorite meat eater. Uh-huh. And...
You heard it here first, people. He's almost done. I say that gives him 3 more tops. Hold him to it. Be commenting on his post, checking in. How's his dinosaur collection coming?
We both know I'm not almost done. So don't even try and give yourself false hope like that.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, so but you know, she gives me a hard time about my collectibles and everything. Like, she'll come in and she'll see something like, where did that come from? And I'm like, it's been there for like a month, and like, it's been there for like 2 days. And I'm just like, you just don't pay enough attention, Emily. You don't pay attention to anything. And no, because you bought this, you know, the other day. And I'm like, no, I didn't buy that. I bought this other thing that was over here. Oh, I've had that in the back room. You remember all that stuff I put in the back room? That's been back there. I just now pulled it out and all that.
Makes me want to start a log.
Start a what?
A log. Oh. Like, today, Cal bought this, and this.
Well, I'm gonna... Pardon me. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that in that back room, for real, there's a decent amount of Power Rangers stuff that might make its way out eventually, whenever we get that room more squared away. But, yeah, and King Sphinx, you know, he'll come out eventually.
Awesome.
So, yeah. But, yeah, she's, you know, she gives me a hard time, but she's pretty supportive of my endeavors and everything like that. And a lot of times when she starts to give me, like, okay, you know, you've bought, like, this is the 4th figure that's come in here this week and everything, and then, you know, that's just the kind of guy I am. They'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. Didn't you spend such and such on this and this this week? And she'll just look at me and be like, touche. You know? And... like, yeah, see, I could play that game, too. I could point out your useless spending just like you can point out mine.
We do. We have a little bit of a give and take, and there are things that, you know, I like to kind of hobby around with. And like I said, I do have, like, some of that creative juices flowing, so sometimes I get carried away at Michael's, or I sometimes like to go garage sailing or thrift shopping and find, you know, certain old or used goodies and see what I can do or make with them. And so yeah, it's, we each have our little our little things. He brings in the new and I bring in the old, dated and vintage, I guess.
Well, you know, that reminds me of whenever I was first bringing, like, the chunk of my Godzilla figure collection over here from my old house. And I boxed them up. It was in, like, 4 or 5 boxes, and I didn't tell her anything about it. And I'm just sitting there, just, I'm driving along, and the whole time I'm headed back over to this house, I'm like, what am I going to tell her? How am I going to explain, like, you know, 20-something figures that just popped up into this house? Like, what in the world is going to happen here and all that? And she used to be, like, real... I mean, she still is, but she doesn't, you know, actually do it as much as she used to. She used to be into garage sales a lot. Like, she putting on garage sales, going out and finding people that had already... they're done with their garage sale. They just want to get rid of everything. Well, then she would just go out and be like, I'll buy everything else that you've got. For, like, you know, a mass buyout or something like that. And so she'll do it, and then she'll rummage through and be like, okay, this is somewhat, you know, I can do something with this, I can do something with that. And, you know, she would turn around and try and sell it and usually do pretty good. But it just so happened that whenever I got home and I unloaded the figures, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, how am I going to break this to her? She calls me. No. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of another garage sale incident. You get home and you ask me to help you unload some stuff, and I'm like, what happened? And you're like, you bought out like 2 garage sales or something like that. And I go and look in the back of your vehicle. She has a Toyota Highlander, and the back seats were folded down, so she's got like plenty of space, and you couldn't have fit
a paperclip.
You could not have. It was so jam packed full of stuff. And I immediately was like, this is my way out. This is it. This is how I win this. And so I help her unload everything. She comes in, she sees the Godzilla figures, and she's like, what are those doing here? And before she could say anything else, I just gave her a look and just kind of gestured towards all of her garage sale stuff. And she was just like, okay. Because she knew I had her. I'm like, you can't get on to me for like 3 boxes when you literally just drove up with a whole vehicle load of stuff. Like, you can't win.
Yes, we give and take. Some days it's him, some days it's me, and
most days it's me.
And when we have kids, our house might explode.
Yeah, because the nieces and nephew that come over, they see my collection, and they're basically like, we want to play with those. And I tell them, it's not happening. And if you touch them, I'm gonna kill you. I'm like, don't put your hands on them. Like, those are collectibles. Those are to be looked at, not to be touched. And there's a few, like, I've still got like a lot of my old childhood toys and everything, like a lot of my old Ninja Turtles and all of that. That's another fandom that you haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg on, is Ninja Turtles, my love. But like, so, you know, I had a whole bunch of old Ninja Turtles that I grew up with and all of that, and some Power Rangers stuff, Mighty Ducks, you know, just all kinds of little toys, Digimon, Pokemon, and so I brought them all over here because I was like, well, they're just sitting in my house collecting dust. I'll just bring them over here for the nieces and nephew. It's 2 nieces and 1 nephew for them to be able to play with. And, like, you know, at least the toys will get some kind of life back in them or something like that, you know? And I have a red Power Ranger from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It's the flip head, you know, where you pull down the buckle and the head flips and everything. It's like he transforms and all that kind of stuff, you know? And so, yeah, I had a red Power Ranger, and that toy survived from like 1994 to 2021. I mean, you know, he was old. He had some scuffs on him and all that, but for the most part, well, 100% he was intact. And then the nephew gets hold to my Power Ranger, and in the span of about 5 minutes, his leg is broken off. And
he got in a car accident.
He came up to me. He went to Emily first or something like that, and she's like, you need to go tell Cal. And he was nervous as all get out. The boy, at the time, he was 4. And so, yeah, he come up to me and was like, he broke it, and he's sorry and everything. And, you know, so I took it, and I was like, it's okay. Like, it happens. You know, go on. You know, go back and play. So he leaves to go back there. I, at one point, just make my way back into the room, and all of the other Power Rangers that were back there, I scoop them up and take them out of the room. I glue the Ranger's leg back on to where now it is stationary, but at least, like, he's back intact again. And there's been a few times that he's come over and he sees them. So I've got them sitting up on a high shelf, and he's seen them. And he wants to know if he can play with them. I'm like, you had your chance. I'm like, you're done.
Poor kid.
I'm like, that toy's been with me almost, you know, since I was like your age, and it survived. And then 5 minutes into you having your hands on it, and it gets broken. So I'm like, nope, you're done. You're done. And so, yeah, slowly but surely, all of the toys that I actually cared about have made their way out of the kids' playroom and are in other places. Under lock and key. Like they are considered antiques now.
Oh, see, now that's adding a whole nother level of something, because now we're looking at the things that we liked, and kids are starting to say, I don't even recognize those characters. And
well, you know, I mean, a lot of stuff I grew up with is starting to make a comeback. They're doing the old school Masters of the Universe figures in Walmarts now. They're starting to do the Fliphead Power Rangers toys again, for Mighty Morphin anyway. Like, yeah, it just seems like...
Yeah, true, because all the people our age are having kids, so they know that they're going to buy their, you their best, stuff for
I,
their
I
kids.
Tell you all the time, our kid's going to be in the same kind of stuff that I was into. Oh, yeah, you're going to be over there wanting to, you know, braid hair and all this kind of stuff, and she's going to be like, I want to watch He-Man. And I'm like, that's my baby. All right. Yeah.
Maybe He-Man and Polly Pocket can hang out in the same little Barbie house.
You know, they made Polly Pocket lines of toys for boys back in the day. They had, I don't know if they had Masters of the Universe, but I know they had Mighty Max. That's a TV series you don't know anything about, and I would be, well, I don't know, my large, like, listener demographic is people my age, so a lot of people probably know what Mighty Max is that actually listen to this show, but I don't expect you to.
Well, that's okay. They'll have the best of both worlds, things you like, things I like, or maybe we'll just get a total crazy one who doesn't like anything.
Yeah, oh god, a musician.
Speaking of musicians, that cool song that was at the beginning of the podcast, you want to delve into that at all before we go?
Well, I mean, I did it on my last episode. I delved into it and everything, but yeah, that song was written, performed, and composed by my friend Ian Sinclair, who will be on the show on the 15th for my 100th episode and all of that. Well, speaking of which, I need to talk to you guys about the 100th episode here in just a second. But yeah, I mean, you know, you guys heard the story last time, you know, I asked him just to come up with a jingle and he came up with a full on like metal song for me and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm going to go ahead and apologize if y'all can hear some jingling in the background because my little dog has decided that every inch of her body itches right now at this moment, and if y'all can hear her collar jingling, I apologize for that. But yeah, so yep, that's the theme song for the show, and he's working on some other music for me that I'm going to be putting on the YouTube and all of that, and I apologize for not putting out anything on YouTube here lately. I know it's been about 2 weeks, but it's just, you know, work has been busier than usual, and whenever I get home, I'm very tired, and I don't really, you know, not looking forward to shooting a video and then editing the video and then doing all that kind of stuff. But I'll get back to it eventually, believe me. But about the 100th episode. Now, you guys know about the grand prize that you guys can win if you enter the contest and everything. The gift card and getting to choose a movie of your choice, whether it's kaiju or not, and I'll cover it on my podcast and everything. But the big grand prize was that you would get to be a guest on the show and that you would be a guest by telephone call because you would have to download the Anchor app, but, you know, I can do a phone call and record our conversation on Anchor. Well, I spoke to one of my listeners today and said that he didn't want to enter the contest because of stage fright. He did not want to be on the show. He said, like, he loves listening and all that, but he said he just doesn't want to be on it. So, I told him he can opt out of being on the show if he wants and just take the gift card and picking a movie of his choice. And so he's like, okay, yeah, enter me. So, you know, like he's in the contest now. So I wanted to go ahead and just throw that out there. If anybody was, you know, afraid or of stage fright or something like that. Like, I don't know if I want to be on the podcast having, like, you know, hundreds of people listening to me and all that kind of stuff and everything. Guys, I'm telling you right now, it's not a big deal. If you want to opt out, you can opt out. And if all you want is the gift card and to just pick a movie for me to cover as the grand prize, that's perfectly fine. I get it. I understand. So, don't let potentially being a guest on the show interfere with you entering the contest and all of that kind of stuff, because you can absolutely opt out of that if you want.
Yeah.
So.
All about pleasing the people.
All about it. So, all right, guys. I think we're going to go ahead and shut her down. We're going up on 46 minutes here. And, yeah, it's gone a little bit longer than what I thought. But we got off track a little bit with wrestling and, you know, a few other things and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. And she nods her head like you guys can see that.
I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I'm just agreeing.
Yep, and she will, the next time she'll be on the show. I don't have anything else scheduled up until, you know what? In about 3.5 weeks for Jaws. For the big discussion between me, Kid Kong, Kid Kong's wife, and Emily. And we're all going to talk about Jaws. So, yeah, that should be the next time that Emily is on. So, alrighty, guys. Go ahead and plug some of my stuff real quick. Go check me out on Facebook, Kaiju Carnage, a Godzilla/King Kong podcast. And on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, I am on all of those platforms, Cal the Kaiju Guy. So, just go give those a like and a follow if you haven't done so already. Be sure and follow the rules for entering my contest, which, conveniently enough, is just go follow me on all my social medias and you'll be entered, but you have to let me know that you've done it because of different usernames and all of that kind of stuff. If you do not want to be on the show, that's fine. I get it. You don't have to be. Enter just for the gift card and to be able to choose a movie. Or if all you want is the gift card, you know, do that too. I don't care. So, alrighty, guys. Thank y'all. Y'all are the best. I wouldn't be doing this without y'all. So, Emily, say goodbye if you'd like.
Bye, guys. It was good to talk to you again.
Okay, fellas. So, we'll catch y'all next time on this Saturday, which will be a continuation of Ray Harryhausen Month. I will be talking about one of his most famous films with arguably his most famous creation, the Cyclops, from the Seventh Voyage of Sinbad. So be sure and check that out and go check out my other podcast, Cal the Kaiju Guy Watches a Movie. The last one I did was this past Sunday at the time of this recording. It is on Kingdom of Heaven starring Orlando Bloom. So, alrighty guys, again, thank y'all. We'll catch y'all next time. This is Cal the Kaiju Guy signing out.